Pat Justin, you had a harrowing experience.
I wouldn't say harrowing, but...
Well, knowing what you told me, I think the word hair fits well.
Yeah, well, that is true. Yeah, no, on my way out here. First time this has happened in about, oh, I don't know, 6-7 years, but on my way out, that stretch in between, oh, I would say, what was it, Merrill and Hemlock, I'm going to guess, on 46, where it's really, really dark out there, a deer decided to jump right out, and I was all alone. And so I know that they always say, just keep driving, right?
Don't veer for deer. That's the advice.
That's right.
Well,
that's...
I veered, and because I could. And I thought, okay, well, it's my only chance to, if I can somehow get to the far lane and then get over there just in time, maybe he'll miss me. No, he hit me right on the side of the car. Pretty good. A passenger door got dented up pretty good, but at least he left some evidence that... he was the one who hit it, and so I at least can, when I present that to my insurance for the claim, I can say, here you go, deer hit me.
Thus
that was
the
it.
Hair rowing experience.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I had that happen a few years ago, and I went to get a police report, and the police didn't believe me that the deer hit me. He said, it ran into the side of my car.
Yeah.
Which is what you're saying, too.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, just ran into the side of the car.
Ran into the side of the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So that's, and they do that, and you know, he was able to just you know, I didn't hit him head on or anything, so he,
well, I guess if you got to
bumped his head and ran away,
yeah, just bumped his head, he was fine.
Guess if you had a car deer accident, that's the best kind to have,
right? Yeah, it didn't hurt a headlight or a tail light or anything like that. So just the side door. So you know, I'll have to get that fixed here soon.
So, you have to further assess damage because it was pretty
dark. Yeah, I do. Yeah, it was pretty dark. So I'm going to go out here in a few minutes once we start to get some daylight and. I will. I'll start taking some pictures. But yeah, that was first, and I was disappointed. I thought maybe I could get around it, but no, yeah, no avail. Deer got me. I think he was waiting for me. See, I really do.
Here comes Pat.
I think he was. I think he really was. Just
little love tap.
Yeah.
I see you coming through here every morning.
Right.
I just want to say hello.
That's right.
Did you have much damage when you talked about your accident, Denise? Or
oh yeah, it was. Well, it ran into the driver's side door.
Oh,
so they had
to
replace the door skin and all of the. It was. Back, it was probably about 10 years ago, and I know the price of car repairs has gone up, but
yeah.
So it was about $1,500 at that time. So,
well, so you got a good bump.
Yeah.
You were passenger side, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was passenger side on the back door, so not even the front door. So, but it's okay. The car is drivable and all that. But yeah, I'm probably looking at it. That's going to be a couple $1,000s, probably.
And you, because it was so dark, couldn't see if the deer... was still there. Probably did run off. We're guessing.
Yeah, no, I did not see anything in the road. I think he hit my hit the
hopefully
car.
He just got a really bad headache.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
somewhere out there, there's a deer looking for some Tylenol.
Yeah, that's right. He just kept going. So I said, all right.
So you know, there's hair evidence.
Oh yeah, yep. Right when I got out, I put the flashlight right on the.
No blood.
I did not see any blood.
Oh, okay.
No, just a little bit of fur,
right.
and a nice dent.
Just enough. So how did you, Denise, how did you convince them that the deer actually hit your car? Did you have to?
I told them what I said. I saw the deer sort of out of the corner of my eye come up out of the ditch and and felt the bump. And then when they came out and saw that that it was on the side of the car and not the front, then they were convinced.
Yeah.
Deer indentation.
Deer indentation.
But serious, though, I mean, and you mentioned this, and I've said this before. Thankfully, I've never had that encounter, but I can't imagine that if I were to face a deer, that I would not want to veer. It's just a natural reaction.
Yeah,
you don't want to hit it.
Right. And, you know, and today I could try that. Obviously, let's say if I was driving and it's 3 inches of snow on the ground and all that. No, I would just have to say, well, all right, here we go. And that's it.
And the concern is, of course, that you're going to lose control if you try and veer it.
Yeah.
And I've heard that happen quite a few times, too, that somebody loses control veering and ends up in worse shape.
In worse shape, right. Yeah.
Which would be too bad.
Right.
Well, you and Denise, with your story, we know that there are thousands, unfortunately, of Michigan drivers who
have
faced it before, are facing it now, and will face it in the future.
And this is the fun time of year.
Yeah.
For the deer, anyway.
Yeah. Right.
Glad to know that you survived. And
oh, yeah, yeah, we're good.
And the vehicle was still drivable. That's another thing, too.
The vehicle is drivable.
That would not have been fun.
No. So, no, it's good. It's all right. So, it's just, and you know what? I was already in line to get some new brakes, so why not get a little touch-up now with the body? Why not?
As long as you're doing the brakes, do a little body work as well.